poorly. I'll say that much. But
poorly?
What?
It's pretty poor.
Hey, Ice, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I wouldn't say it's poor.
Mediocre. It's been adequate at best.
Adequate?
Yes.
Come on.
Because
I've been on theme every week.
No, when you've taken over the reins
adequate
here,
slant.
And it's been, I think it's been a little bit before Thanksgiving. No, maybe Thanksgiving is when it started.
Took a turn.
Every soundtrack that we've been blessed with has been followed by an explanation of why it's relevant to, and it's always on point. Maybe we are just you and I, John, are just of the same mind.
We're on the same wavelength.
And then
bloodline.
You know, Ice is just
maybe this week will be no different.
I think
I have a good one though.
Oh, you actually contribute. You have something.
I think okay. I have one that
we have a nominee.
That
someone volunteers as tribute.
What? So let's see.
Hey, fix your camera there, sir. You're half ice today right now.
That way, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit more that way. There you go. The other way. There you go.
Scintillating.
Yep.
All right.
Every time.
I mean, I had to. He's going to be half ice through the whole thing. I don't want that.
All right. So I got a good one.
Nice quarter
week,
ice.
And I got like a good remix. So you gotta listen closely, or else you'll miss it.
Why do we have to listen closely? Why can't we just get it? Why are they always remixes?
I don't know.
It's my remix. Check this out.
Something special. Unforgettable.
It's just unbelievable.
Just dance. Simple plan.
Fat slam.
That's pretty good.
You like that one?
That's pretty good.
Oh, I like that.
Okay. These weeks wasted have finally paid off. Coming in. Is that it?
Oh, that was it.
That's all it was. It was a 3-second payoff.
Technology. Come on.
Oh,
see?
It's always accompanied by an explanation.
Always, man. You didn't have to say anything. I think this time we would have gotten
it. You might have picked up on it, but he says...
No, I think you would have probably just said that I was like steamed up for Justin, so I had to pick another Justin song.
I mean, that statement's not wrong, but still.
That is true.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, awful. But still, at least he had a point this week.
That's true.
Bravo for trying.
Yeah, I tried. I always try. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. That deserves boat snaps, I think.
Bod snaps.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, we good, man.
Yeah?
We Gucci.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm better.
You look like you're dying.
I knew it was coming. I had to steal myself to it. I was like, he's going to say it, isn't he?
Gucci?
Say it. He's Gucci this week, as he is every week.
Yeah, we're Gucci.
We're Gucci.
Yes.
We're Gucci to start the show and cancel this song here and now, despite your good work. I appreciate it all the same. I think I'm ready to move on.
All right.
From the Bad Slant Studios in Fairfax, Virginia, live on YouTube from Eddie's Room, this is the Bad Slant Podcast. I am your hashtag moderator. I realize for the last 3 weeks I've forgotten to mention our names and our identities.
Holy
I
crap.
Apologize. I assume after 67 episodes,
really?
I would have gotten it. Or I would have assumed you people have figured it out by now, but it's fine. Again, I'm Asian John, your hashtag moderator. He's Just Jack.
Hi.
Drinking my cheer wine, and as always, on the ones and twos, it's the Iceman. He cometh.
What's good? Hello.
Yep, so we mention our website, badslant.com, every week. You know, that seems pretty standard. But we need you people, yes, you people, right there on the other end of this microphone and on the other end of these cameras to follow us at Badslant on Instagram and Twitter, because we need those numbers to go up, too. So we would appreciate it. And, you know, if you listen to us on Apple or watch us on YouTube or listen on Google, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, CastBox, and Pandora, subscribe, leave us a 5-star review. The subscribe thing is going to be a big thing because I think that's kind of like
huge.
When you click on Bad Slant Podcast or wherever you you check it out, it the number of subscribers is right there. So that helps us a metric ton. So give us some help in that regard. And as always, support your boys. Shop through our links, badslant.com/support. We got links to Amazon, Target, and walmart.com up in there. This week is a special one for our spotlight items because you guys delve deep where we'd have not one, but two spotlight items that you have put hands on. I don't spend money, evidently, so you guys are the experts in this area of spending money and testing things out.
Skinflint.
You know, I don't think I've really denied that to this point, but I spend money where it counts. But be that as it may, we have an affinity for sneakers on the show, and clean sneakers at that. So, Ice, you delved into the sneaker cleaning world. Shocker, given the lead into that. What did you test out in your 5 minute of leisure time you had this week allotted to you?
So this week, I can't remember. Did we talk about it on mic last time, or was it off mic?
Off mic.
It was off mic.
In the real world. Who
in the
know?
Real world. So, I mean,
life.
By now, like, you guys know, like, I like buying shoes, but I never wear shoes because, I have some insane OCD about getting the sneakers dirty. And
you could have left it at insane. We would have understood.
So, you know, so I started looking into, like, all right, if I were to wear some sneakers, is there any way I can keep them clean? And because for the ones that I have worn.
Yeah, there are no cleaning products out there.
No.
Yeah. They tint, but they clean, though.
I never trust, like, sneaker cleaning kits because I felt like I've tried them back in the day, and they never worked.
Like the Foot Locker guys that they sell at the counter?
The foam thing with, like, the brush head on the top of the can.
Correction, the one I used to sell at the counter when I sold shoes. Yes, those ones.
It's in the same form factor as the shit that you spray on your tires, and then you use the can head to scrub your tires. And I was like, no. Like, that's not going to work on your shoes.
That's for hobos.
Yeah.
You're better than hobos.
So I went down this rabbit hole of, like, looking up all the cleaning kits out there and doing a comparison about, like, all the pros and cons of each and why certain ones are better and why they're worse and how much they cost, and then doing, like, a price analysis on what's the dollar per clean, like, how many cleans can you get out of it based on the size. Like, I went all into
he
it.
He has
right?
8 minutes of free time a week.
That's what you looked at?
He spent an hour looking up shoe cleaning.
I would have just been like, okay, this is cool. Let's try this.
I mean, when you just look up, like, shoe cleaner, the ones that always come up is Rejuvenator, and there's, like, a miracle pink miracle cleaning kit, right?
It's a family show. Calm down.
But when you start, like, digging into all the reviews and all the products that are out there, there's one that actually stands out a little bit more. Like, they may not have, like, the presence. Like, they probably didn't spend all the advertising dollars as Rejuvenator, but the Jason Mark Shoe Care Kit, they're a shop based out in L.A., and
shocker.
What I found out was, like, they created this solution, and then they started cleaning shoes, and then they open up a shop where they clean all their shoes that gets dropped off at their shop with this solution, and then eventually they were convinced that we need to sell this thing online. And yeah, so I decided to give it a shot, and it's almost great. It's cool. And it works. Like, I think where it works best is on, like, the midsoles. So if you have anything on the bottom of the sneakers where it gets, like, just black and brown and all that, that joint comes right out.
Oh, wow. So
that works.
Color with him.
So that works great. It's when you get into the other stuff. So, like, canvas. It says it works well on canvas. It's okay.
Leather, suede.
So I had the wifey had ones that were, like, totally beat up. It was, like, filled with dirt and stains and food and all the drippings and droppings, all that stuff.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so
a sandwich in there or something?
So I used that as my test shoe because I didn't want to ruin mine. So I was like, let me...
What an asshole. What a dick. Let's use hers.
So if hers got ruined, we'll just throw it away. I'll just say, I'll buy you
another
one.
It'll be rude. He besmirched her good name by saying she has dirty shoes and he's going to ruin them and discard them at a moment's notice.
So I tried it on that, and when you're in the process of cleaning, it doesn't feel like you're making that much progress because like you're like spreading the dirt all over the shoe, and then like what used to be white is now turning gray. So I had I had zero confidence that it was working, so I was just like, eh. I just put it aside in
you
the morning.
Turned into Master P.
So
stuff and dead.
So in the morning I picked it up, dude. After it dries up, it's actually not that bad, man. It gets. I wouldn't say it gets white, but it gets cream. So if you're cool with getting back to like a clean cream gray, light gray color, that, you know, I think it'll work great. I think what works really well is probably like anything that's like leather or rubber.
Right.
So okay. If you have a leather shoe or a rubber shoe, I think it'll do a fantastic job. I tried it on,
your Crocs are straight if you.
Yeah, exactly. Those would get clean. I tried it on, the Adidas, how they have that cloud foam and how there's a lot of holes and textures on that midsole.
On the boost,
yeah. When you scrub that, because there's so many crevices, it gets like the top surface clean.
Surface level. Yeah.
But all the nooks and cranny,
yeah,
it doesn't get all that stuff out.
Well,
so that's the downside. So I would say it's great for anything that's leather. So if you have like a straight up leather Jordan 1 or something like that mm-hmm. you need to just clean up, I think it'll do a fantastic job.
So if you got normal dude kicks and not girl kicks that walk through spaghetti.
So all like the chucks and all that stuff, I don't think it's going to work great. It'll do better because like the before and after was pretty legit.
Pretty
it's
dramatic just,
it's just
what
not,
I saw.
It's just not white.
Yeah.
So as long as you're cool and then not getting to like that brand new white color.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, then it's fine.
Look, if rap music has taught us anything is that if you have a pair of white sneakers and they get dirty, you throw them in the garbage.
Basically,
not do anything else beyond that.
But, you know, all that is just to say, I think it's a decent product. I think it works well. The shoe care kit comes with the 4-ounce bottle with the cleaning brush. And, for people who care, it's 98% natural ingredients. And it's $16.95 on Amazon.
Boom, bam.
So you can use our link. Look up Jason Mark with 2 Ks, not 3 Ks.
Thank God. Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's the most woke shoe cleaning kit. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. What are you thinking about?
Write that one down.
Sheesh.
I don't know. We have some things on the schedule or on the agenda. They have my mind going a completely different direction.
That is true.
Yes. But I think that it seems like it's worth a look.
Yeah. So,
because for dude shoes, that seems like it would answer the bell. But
totally. Most dude shoes are all leather. So all good.
I'm into it. I've actually seen the product for a number of years being the hype beast that I am.
Yeah.
So I think that is a worthy of any other sneakerhead out there. All right. So that's Ice's spotlight item of the week, available on Amazon.com through our link. Jack endeavored to improve his Wi-Fi.
This guy cannot speak.
I am dying. I haven't had alcohol all week since the last show. You lie.
he's had a drink every night.
Dribs and drabs. So you kind of threw this as a curveball because I already said he had a product lined up for as our product of the week, and you're like, we're doing this week as well.
No, I just said, oh,
you put your dick out there, like you wanted to let us know.
I was messing around, but you guys just kind of ran with it.
He just laid on the table.
I laid my heart on the table with the new router,
all the girth.
So I bought a new Google Nest Wi-Fi router.
I think we've talked about like the whole mesh network.
The mesh
thing.
Networking is great. It's the way of the
it's
future.
The
yeah, it's the move. I had a traditional router with the endpoint that you have here, the extender, the kind of setup here that you have in your humble abode,
which we need to fix. I think.
Yeah, I think this is the way to go. Yeah. It just works.
How much you want for it?
You want my old router?
No, dude. You want to go mesh.
You want to go mesh.
Okay.
Fair
enough.
You just need one for this house, right? You probably just need
like
one.
Like the Highlander, they can only be one.
Yeah. So I got the router and the one endpoint, and it was pretty straightforward to set up. You just kind of do it over the Google Home app. I had to download an app. So I needed – what I did need was to have my old Wi-Fi still connected so that I can connect to it to download it on my phone because the – because the service near my house is terrible, and I have a terrible cell phone provider. Their service sucks. So I was sitting there trying to download it on my LTE, and it was not downloading. So I had to plug the router my old router back in.
You're not selling John.
Yeah, I'm not selling John. This
sounds so complicated.
This is the old one. Yeah, but when I finally got the the app downloaded, the setup was probably like 15 Magic. Minutes. It was 15 minutes.
I should hope.
The only thing I was not prepared for is that the endpoint is actually a Google Assistant speaker as well.
You could talk to it too?
Yes, it has the microphone on it. So when I plugged the damn thing in, she said, "Hi, it's me. It's Google." And this is like at 9:45 at night, and she's loud
Hello.
As shit. And then there's right next to my daughter's bedroom as well.
But you
and
can turn that off.
Yeah, I turned it off. I figured out how to just disabled all the microphones.
Or you kicked the plug out of the wall.
But yeah. It's not bad. I like having Google and Siri around the house.
No, I do too. I was not prepared for
Speak
it.
Speak for yourself.
And then, so yeah, all in all, in the end, it was like 15 minutes. So
I believe in the picture you share with us, the kit or the
yeah,
it's a two endpoints.
Yeah, it's the one router and one endpoint, and it's that'll cover
it's a router extender.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, and it connects to the Wi-Fi to the router so that it's in constant communication, so that you won't have lapses in coverage. So I've did speed tests all around the house. It's like consistent. Like before, nice. I was dropping to like, so I got 100 megabytes down and up. And then I was getting that.
That's your big boy.
So it's like before I would get like 30 down and 30 up in my bedroom. Now it's just like
100. On the same service.
Yeah, on the same service. Damn. And now it's like 100. I'm like
legit.
So yeah, it came up to it's on sale for $239 right now. The package I got, you can get just your regular router for $149. It's on sale. All the packages are on sale right now from Google. My guess is because CES is around the corner,
yeah.
Or is happening right now. That they're gonna release a new hardware soon regarding it. So, yeah, I think so far so good. So, and I haven't had to restart my router.
Next time we do Nerd Talk, I do want to ask you about like the details about like all the different brands for these mesh networks. Like they
right.
have Orbi, they have
Eero,
they have Google. Yeah. So I just want to know, like, is one more superior than the other? That's but we can get
we gonna learn today.
We can get into that next time.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's $239 on sale on target.com.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
I did snoop around a little bit and check the other sites. Surprisingly, I would think Amazon would match. But Target is your go-to.
Yeah, it's the go-to.
They got it right there. You don't have to do any futzing around to have the price match.
You can just get it right then and there.
Boom, bam. Well done, sir. You let me know how this goes, and I will invest. I know I've said I would invest in a bunch of other things, but
this would probably be a good investment.
For the sake of the show and for the
so it's one,
sanctity
it's,
of my
so yeah,
marriage.
So it's one network. There's no guest network. Kill that noise. It's just one. I'm not dealing with no guest network. I'm not dealing with no regular network. It's just one. That's it. That's all.
It's the same password, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But relax.
I got that mesh joint in my house too, man. Like I can. I
don't care about your thigh highs, all right? I need
it
to
works.
Know about Wi-Fi.
It
Apple?
Works.
We got Apple.
Huh?
We got Apple.
No, the... Eero.
Wife mesh.
Oh, Eero. Okay.
Yeah. Eero's good. I like
it. Eero. With Eero, right? A-E.
No.
E-E-R-O.
Got it.
Fantastic. Well, boys, thank you for trying stuff out. For the benefit of the listening audience.
Yes. Sure.
All right. So we got a lot to get to today. So
yep.
that actually segues nicely into the bulk of what we expect this show to be comprised of, which is the Consumer Electronics Show. A quick rundown. We're going to tackle the CES 2020. But if we have time, I want to get into all the happenings of, I guess, Asian American media in the last week.
We'll make time. We got to get to that.
We're going to try. But yeah, there's a lot going on. But CES is... I think we established from last year it's a big deal in our respective households. Like CES seems to have something for everybody. And they tried to shut some things out, but you know, there's been some uproar with certain things. We'll get to that at some point. But I think we like earbuds. We like headphones. We need them for the show. We buy hundreds.
Everyone likes headphones.
If not,
man.
Thousands of dollars of headphones have been spent on this show of collectively.
Wired, not wired. I mean, in ear, not in ear, over ear. I mean, there's so many kinds. Everyone uses headphones.
I've made no secret about my hate relationship with the Apple AirPods Pro. You actually went so far as to send me.
a DIY instruction kit on how to bootleg
Can you say it kept popping out your ear, right?
They still do, bro. I'm at my wit's end. I'm literally about to downgrade, swap my pros for the old school guys, and just live a sucker free life.
It stays in your ear. It gets a little loose at times. You just shove it back in. That's all.
They fell out. I'll try the DIY thing, but what Jack sent was actually very, very enticing. I actually thought, since given your employment, what you sent was like an Amazon earbud deal.
No, it would be Amazon Basics earbuds. It wouldn't be no Amazon. Amazfit.
Amazfit
or whatever.
A wearable company, evidently, but they have like the $100 AirPod Pro Killer, which has like 8 hours of battery life or additional charging time. Like, basically just takes a big fat steaming dump on what the AirPods Pro purport
to be.
But
who would try it
for $100? I might.
It's $100.
See, you say you might. See, that's the key.
I've already
difference.
Bought another pair of like replacement headphones just to get me through the day, so things
see,
don't fall
thing,
off my
man.
head.
It's like, I'm not gonna say you know I'm
you
Apple
call me a
guy,
quitter,
right?
You son of a bitch.
You know I'm an Apple guy. I'm not gonna sit here and say that Apple makes the best product in the whole wide world. There's other products, but when you look at it purely on the specs, they're not, you know, there's going to be tons of products that beats Apple on the specs.
No, they cater to the masses.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but they're
for $250.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, what they sell you on is just like the ease of like pairing and connectivity and the sound and this, like they give you just like they hit just enough on all the different like criteria to check the boxes, right?
Right.
So, I don't know, like, so to have
seven.
When there's another company that comes out with a product that's on paper a better product, a lot of people are still hesitant to jump on the bandwagon, you know, just because it's
There's no Kickstarter related to this one. They're coming out full force.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean,
in February.
I'm not paying a premium for this.
I doubt it's going to surpass the hype of an AirPods. I doubt it.
You've hit him where it hurts.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Look, I'm not even arguing your point.
There's tons of products right now that I feel like on paper is better than AirPods, but no one's buying them. You have better options right
now. People are buying the Powerbeats Pro.
It's Apple. It's the same company.
But I'm saying it's not the AirPods. It doesn't have the Apple branding, right?
But it's the same technology. So, everything that makes the AirPods like convenient and like the whole ease of use, it's in the Powerbeats too. So I feel like either way you're getting the same, I don't know, you're still getting catered to.
What I think what I'm advocating is that the extra bells and whistles that you get with the new that comes from
the
Apple
new.
May not be what you expect it to be, because I I've made it clear I had a pretty user friendly experience. I like problem-free existence with the original AirPods. I don't know if that puts me in the minority.
Yeah, no.
There were other people who had issues with the original AirPods. I never had the issues with those that I have with the AirPods Pro.
I don't disagree with you. I still prefer everything about the original, and I just wish the original can have
every
that
day,
noise canceling.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. If there's any way you could put noise canceling on that original design, that's the winner.
I'll wear earmuffs around the AirPods to make that happen.
So that's the guy that was wearing his new AirPods Pro
underneath it. I was so butt-sized that day. You know why? Man. Because the headphones were keeping the AirPods in my head. That's, and now I know why I hate them now. I don't have that same mechanism.
Do you still use them?
I do, but
about like, can I have them?
No, I told you, I'm going. Like, I'm readying the exchange. Mrs. AJ is going to get the upgrade, just as she does with everything else.
Are you getting the Amazon ones?
No, I'm just gonna get her old ass AirPods.
How much are the old AirPods like retail?
They're now on sale for like $140.
Yeah,
but what when they first came out was it
150?
Oh, 150.
No. 160. I'm sorry, 160.
160, I think.
160.
Yeah, he's right.
Is
I think
he?
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
I paid for them.
Oh.
With these two hands. But I mean, I'm actually waiting for this whole CES thing to play out and find that there's an aftermarket third party company that has come out with a fitment, like an, a, a,
an extra little piece that Apple's not currently developing to create a better fit for the Joe Schmo with a small ass ear holes.
Like there is. I'm sure there is.
No, I think they have the proprietary corner like on the product already cordoned off where they like.
You can't stop China. China's building all this stuff.
You right. Let me know when. I will buy it through our links. Yeah, so we'll see how that plays out. I will try the DIY thing because I have a bevy of the things to potentially
to manipulate them. Need.
Yes, got a X-Acto knife around the house. We'll make it work, baby. We'll make it work. Jack talked sent the story about the Razer Kishi controller.
Yes, it's for it's a mobile gaming controller.
So the mobile.
Have you tried any of these?
No, I have. This is like brand new, man.
Well, he's a Switch guy.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So it looks like a Switch. Oh my god! Yeah, so it connects to your mobile device through the Lightning port or USB-C port. So it's for faster reaction and
fast performance. Reflexes, yes.
So you know it's basically if you're looking for mobile gaming to take that next step, especially with all these streaming services coming out later this year or next.
Apple Games or whatever the hell it is.
I think you know
Apple Arcade,
Project Cloud. Sorry. There's NVIDIA's GeForce Now. So those are some of the PC games or the piece for PC streaming services that are coming out. You can play that from your phone. But yeah, you can use this controller, and then it looks basically like an Xbox controller. It has all the triggers and the buttons.
Oh, I'm triggered, all right.
Yeah, but it looks cool. It makes your phone look like a Switch. I'm a Switch guy. I haven't picked it up in a long time, but
they made one of these before. I don't know if it's for the like an iPhone or whatever, but I bought one before for my iPad because I was always like, oh, this is so cool because it turns your iPad into a game console, right? Mm-hmm. A little handheld game console. So I bought one for the iPad because I saw on the iPad they had an app to play like classic Sega games like
Sega.
Yeah, like they had Sonic, Sega. They had Altered Beast.
Altered Beast.
So dude, I was like, dude. So I went, bought one of these, strapped it on.
yeah, he did. That'll play into the next story.
There was a lag, man. Like a slight lag.
Was it Bluetooth? This is why?
You know what's weird? It plugged into the Lightning port, but there was still a lag. I expected if you plug straight in, there shouldn't be a lag.
Yeah, there should be responsive.
So like there, like when I'm playing like racing car games, because you can use the accelerometer, which is cool. But every time like I turn, it doesn't turn until like about maybe a half a second later, which is huge in games.
That's a lot.
Massive.
Yeah.
That's a kill shot.
I didn't
like
that. Yeah. And then when I was playing Ultra Beast, when I press jump, I had to wait that half a second before my dude jumped. I was like, no, man, this is not going to fly. So I went back and just returned it right away. So I hope this new Razer thing is legit and there's no lag because that's a killer in games. No lag, please.
Do you guys actually play cell phone games?
I do.
Which game?
Please explain.
Well, I play like stupid like puzzle games, like word.
This
word.
Is very much on brand.
I do things to stimulate the brain, you know, like little word finds and word searches and puzzles.
Let me rephrase. Do you play any games that would be akin to like a Game Boy, Game Gear type of game that you would have played as in your youth?
The only game that I'm actively playing outside of like all the word puzzle type stuff is there's like on the Apple Arcade there's a skateboard game where that's actually kind of fun. You're like you
Tony Hawk's iPhone.
It's not Tony Hawk because Tony Hawk would be cool if they had a game like Tony Hawk. That'd but this sick. One
doing kickflips.
You
like just this.
Yeah you do the same thing but like you swipe back.
Is there
top.
A skater on top of the skateboard or you just
yeah there's
fingers.
And then he falls if you don't do like the right timing.
I thought it was just the skateboard.
No,
that would be lame.
No, but it's kind of cool. Like you work him down and you have to like do like a certain amount of tricks to make it to the end in a certain amount of time. It's fun. It's one of those stupid games, but I just like doing these little kick flips and ollies and all
nice.
That.
I agree. It sounds stupid.
Jack, do you play games? I've been playing this baseball game. It's just you just play with other people head to head. I am the Nationals, and then that's about it. It's the only game I play. And then I've been playing. Actually, started playing a real game, Call of Duty.
Real game
on the phone?
No, not on the phone. Like on my PS4, It's just it's kind of all encompassing right now. It's taking over my life.
Are you psyched with the PS5?
I mean, we saw the logo. I mean, right? Did they reveal the logo?
Was that enough? I mean, I feel like for a lot of people that was more than enough.
Apparently,
got the blood flowing.
I don't know anything else about. I mean,
trapped in a certain organ.
The only thing that caught my attention was they're claiming that in the PS5 there's going to be like zero load time. No, like,
I mean that'd be great because the load time now is insane.
I know.
You have to load. So you buy the physical copy, right? And you still have to download it and install it. It takes so long just to install anything.
Nah, no thanks.
No.
Yeah, so I guess with the PS5, they're going to adopt the SSD. So I think that's what's going to...
Why wouldn't they have it already?
I know!
This is antiquated technology at this point. And somehow they're making it seem like it's like, on the cutting
edge. It's going to be SSD. We're like, we already got that.
I believe currently in the PS4, you can upgrade and put an SSD drive in there, but it uses it...
DIY, too much work.
Purely for storage.
Yes.
But I think...
It doesn't load any... You can't load games or anything. It's just the storage.
But I think now with PS5, they're going to use that storage to actually load games. So it's supposed to be like zero lag. So that's what they're claiming.
That's bullshit.
But I get so annoyed every time I pop in a new game and I can't play it till the next day. Updates and all that stuff.
You may as well just... let's just say it's released on February 5th. You're not playing it until February 7th because you don't even... You loaded it, and by the time you get home and then it's ready, you're like, fuck, done.
You're just like, no, not today.
Not today.
Can you imagine that if you were a kid, like back in the day, like when we used to get
you plug the cartridge in and it loads and you play.
And you play to win the game.
And now you load the disc in and then it just sits
come
there.
Come back tomorrow.
I'm going to go outside. I'll come back to play video games in an hour.
And not only does it have to install the game, it also has to have a firmware update and a software update, and then reboots after each update. And you're like, what is happening right now?
I'm really glad I punched out on video games 25 years ago.
Like, well, now they're so they're cheaper than they used to be, the system. Now
I'm sure.
Around Christmas, you can get a PS4 or Xbox X, right? Whatever the newest, the
I
latest
don't
even
one.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bully for you guys.
For $200. We're like, what? $200?
That sounds great.
You're not getting it.
No.
Yeah, no.
Let me ask you. Yeah, who watches Blu-ray still?
No.
Thank you.
No. Streaming.
Yeah. Yeah, overdone. Let me spend those shekels on increasing my my internet. So PS5.
I buy
shoes. I can already see where it's going.
He's gonna clean the hell out of his Xbox in a second.
No. So if you want to buy a movie on like iTunes or something, right? So if you go to iTunes, there's a new movie. It's gonna cost you somewhere around like $20. I'm like, I'm not going to spend $20 on just a digital version on iTunes. I run to the store. I usually wait for a sale. You can get the same movies for like closer to $10. It'll come with the disc, a Blu-ray, a 4K version, a DVD, and the digital code to get it digital too. All for like $10-$12. And then you still get the digital versions, and you get it. You get it all for less.
And then afterward, do you just return?
No, and then I just put the disc back in the cabinet, and I never use it ever again.
See, it's the same thing as the shoes. It's akin to that. He just gets it, doesn't use it, and then he has the product.
There's a market, a reseller's market where they sell those discs after they claim their digital code, that they just sell it on eBay for like $6 because they don't care anymore.
And I'm the skin.
I mean, I've done it once when
you're at the top of the food chain, so I'm not blaming you or anything at your feet.
I don't blame them because it makes a lot of sense, and they make it very clear on the selling description that they're selling the disc minus the digital code.
Got it.
And you're like, oh, okay. But you get it for like super cheap because they don't want the disc. They just, now that they own it digitally, it's like, it's fine.
Oh, I want the disc. I'll do that.
You want the disc?
Yeah, I want the hard
copy.
Cop
that disc.
You know, it's so funny. Like I we have a little Blu-ray player in the car. Blu-ray. So like for a while we used to have a stack of like movies in the car, which was like hard to get in and out of, like when you're driving. So
he's got a CD carousel in the car.
Does he spin the CD pack?
I had to go to Micro Center to buy one of those old CD books to put shit in. I was like, holy crap, I can't believe they still sold it.
You might as well weave it out of yarn. You'll get the same utility out of it. My God.
And that was the exact same day I ran into Alistair at Micro Center.
Shout out to Alistair.
So he's like, he saw me in the aisle.
AK.
Holding like a CD book. Like, hey, buddy, how you doing? And he's like, you know, he's probably looking at me like, why the hell are you still buying a CD book?
Why not? Bro? You buying some antiquated accessories for your car?
Sounds like
a good time.
It's weird. It's weird.
He went back in time and he saw a friend.
Old stuff. Yeah, and then seeing an old friend. It's kind of weird. It just took me back. In an old looking ass store in Micro Center.
Micro Center is
so dated.
The most analog store in all of Northern Virginia.
It's so disorganized. Yeah.
My God.
They don't even care to upgrade the damn thing. It looks the same.
Why would they?
Bully for you.
Might as well keep Circuit City.
Well, there's another upgrade that's taking place in a field that I don't think we were really looking for an upgrade. The pork game. The pork game. So we tried the Impossible Whopper on this show.
I think I have music for that.
How the hell do you have music for the Impossible Whopper?
I don't know. Is that food music? I don't know how this became our food music.
I don't know. It's probably made in the same place where this song was recorded, so fair is fair. We tried the Impossible Whopper. I don't think we hated it, per se.
We didn't like it.
We didn't love it, but we didn't hate it.
It was fine.
It was adequate.
If you have a terrible taste in fast food, you would have enjoyed the Impossible Whopper.
I would say if you're a vegetarian, it's passable. Like, yeah. For you, that's the closest thing to
I don't even think that's accurate. I think a vegetarian would taste it and be, like, they would just taste gloop. And
gloop.
This cardboard square that's between two buns. But for a meat eater, I think it wasn't offensive. But now their Impossible is like spreading their wings and they're trying to tackle what is evidently the biggest, well, maybe the second biggest meat in the world, because China only eats pork.
China.
So Impossible Pork made its debut at CES this week. And surprisingly enough, like, the reviews have been solid, where they say that it's supposed to imitate ground pork, and the reviews have said that they've been pretty accurate.
It's the same reviewer saying the same damn thing about the beef.
The part that bothered me the most, that I looked through all, like, a good chunk of reviews, and everyone who cared enough to write an article said, well, I don't eat meat by choice or by religious decree or because the wife says I can't. Like, they all had the same byline where they said they're not allowed or they don't want to eat meat, but they tried it anyway, or they heard somebody else who tried it, and whoever tried it said it was good. So I haven't gotten, like, a first-person response to say, hey, this shit tastes good. But I don't know. Like, can we ignore, like, when 95% of the audience says that it's on the up-and-up?
I don't know. I think
it's just the novelty of the product.
Yeah.
It's new. It's...
The new.
Yeah, it's new. It's got it's a new process to making alternative meat.
It's made of soy.
Yeah, it's based out of soy. It's got sunflower oil and coconut oil for fats, and then it's got that heme. The Hemi engine in it, right? For that iron, right?
It's tastes like a V8. Yeah,
turns off at the stoplights, yeah. Right? So, it is what it is. I mean, I think they're trying to just capitalize. Obviously, they're capitalizing on the coattails of the Impossible Burger. So,
Find more revenue.
Yeah, Asia is the biggest, obviously, a large market that they want to go to. So, if they can market it well there, why not? They could probably make trillions.
Can you imagine? We got the Impossible Beef and Impossible Pork. You can now technically go to Korean barbecue and have a fake Korean barbecue.
Tokyo, Impossible Pork.
Well, they said from the article that you highlighted here that Impossible Bacon is on the roadmap, so they're looking to go that route.
Oh, evidently, man. They don't want to debut anything that hasn't passed the quality control standards that I don't know that they've arbitrarily instilled or instituted on within the organization.
One of the photos I saw was like a pork bun with the Impossible,
I saw a bun me
with the Impossible pork in it, but it wasn't like a pork belly like you would normally see. It's like this weird,
it's ground pork.
Yeah. I think, no, that doesn't look right. But yeah, I would try it.
I was trying to wrap my head around that. Like, is there a loaf that they're like slicing off, or like how would you actually impart the flavors of what you're trying to cook into this like block of faux pork? But evidently, it's more like ground pork than
yeah,
it is,
it's
like
more ground pork. Yeah. So I saw some dim sum there, so a dumpling with ground pork.
You know what? I would try all these things. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be great, but
it's going to be
adequate. I would definitely try
it. Would you try the vibrating sex ring is what I think our listeners really want to know. I didn't know this was a thing. Like, and I'll lay it out there. I've actually had designs on like applying for a job at the Consumer Technology Association.
I thought he was going to talk about some like sex company.
Robot.
Watch your mouth, sir.
I'd be like,
bite your tongue.
You'd be the marketing director.
Yeah, turn your key, Moira. Yeah, I would do that. I've always thought the Consumer Electronics Show is like the pinnacle of events. I used to do events. So like this was like king shit in my mind.
It is. And that's why this is supposedly going to set the trend for the entire year. That's why they do it in the first week of the year.
So they're going to set the trend on dildos this year going
forward.
Well,
they kind of set the trend on dildos and vibrators last year, but they just weren't allowed to.
They tried to. And they gave an award. It was this prestigious award. And then they rescinded the award. Yeah. And then they caused this whole like firestorm.
So that's why you're hearing a lot about these vibrators this year.
Yeah, so it's a big deal. I guess the company is Osei that was the one that was banned last year.
Oh.
And now they've, because the pendulum has swung the complete opposite direction, like everyone's all steamed up to get their hands on the latest sex tech.
Is this the Linus one?
Dude, you would know better than me.
I saw a headline about one of the sex toys. It was a...
it's named after a Peanuts character?
it was a vibrator called the Linus 2, and the funny part about it, which I just thought it was like some like you can control the vibrator with your phone or something, but supposedly like the phone
tracks
like the intensity of the orgasm that the girl's getting, and you can control
that seems
the
a little intrusive
on, and I'm like, damn, can you imagine that? Just like, you know, we have the smart scale that tracks you how fat you are. Now you can track how
man,
much you're getting off.
Sweating.
Yeah, it's nuts. I can't imagine how you could track the O level, you know?
Oh, man. where to begin? I don't know.
Nuts.
Where do we end?
Precisely. Maybe not the nuts, but I don't, like, everything is way too open as far as the information sharing. Like, you provide input to whatever devices you have,
yeah,
but it collects just as much out of you. Like, and I think that's where they make all their money, obviously.
That's disgusting.
But it's a little freaky. Like,
it's intrusive. I mean, there's a lot of privacy concerns. You're like, okay, who's this who's having this massive orgasm right now?
Yeah, yeah. This plastic doorknob I've been sitting on for half an hour is recording everything that's happening. Like,
smokes, man.
Like, do I just, like, turn off my Wi-Fi at this point? Like, what do I do? Like, how do you circumvent all of these privacy inclusion or incursions? All that is to say, like, I feel like they're... All the angst that was, like, aimed towards these companies that are suddenly their heroes for having sex toys at CES, like, they're totally missing the boat. If they wait a week and a half, they got their audience right there at the AVN Awards that happens every year, a week and a half after
or
CES.
Maybe it's all
is it
strategic.
Intentional?
Yeah. So they do it this week to kind of get the headlines out there. And next week when all the pervs come into town.
Yeah.
Bam.
Yeah. You know what? You never even have to break down the booth. Just keep
just
it open
keep it up.
For an entire month. Like, but I just don't understand the uproar. Like, you have a space for them at this other thing, but they want to be included in everything else.
Because it's tech. It's still tech.
It is still tech.
Yes. Yeah.
This is supposed to be the best in tech.
You let me know when you hit first.
I'm going to try the Linus.
Today, today you told us about Jason Mark cleaning products. The next thing you're going to tell us about the Linus.
Are we going to start doing product reviews? The Bass Slam
man.
Product reviews?
BSPs, yeah, I can't wait. We're gonna make
but,
it.
But there was a couple other ones.
We can ignore the vibrator.
Well,
right,
I mean,
for now.
I'm talking outside
not your,
of
not
sex
your holiday
toys.
Stocking stuffer.
Like there was some like. Is there any other ones you wanted to run through? I kind of want to do a quick drive by.
Only just thing like, I wanted to know is like, how can we get to CES? That's all I want to talk about.
Oh, so that
you let me know what's our in.
So I found out this year that I worked with CES before, and because ooh, when I worked on that app, I've always saw like the ticket prices when you register and how much you have to pay, but I didn't realize if you register early enough, if you register as a company, you can actually get there, I believe, for free. So the admission to get into the trade show is free.
Yeah. I'll sign on
you,
now.
You figure out your own like accommodations and all that stuff. But I'm like, dude, technically we should probably consider doing like a remote show next year if we do like Bassland at CES.
I'll record a show out of our room in the Venetian. I'll do it.
I'm down.
Oh, that'd be great.
I just didn't realize that because otherwise you'd be paying like hundreds of dollars to get registered and
just
stuff.
To get into the joint. Yeah.
So the idea...
pay me.
If you do it late, you have to pay for the registration and you have to pay for like the last minute like airfare and last minute hotel fees, which are going to be like, you know, through the roof. Everything's going to be super expensive. So next year, if we get on it right when registration opens, I think we can get registered for free and we can get tickets when they're cheapest.
All right. Right. So we have goals for 2020. The first of which is increasing our subscribership, our followership, and then I guess our first 2021 goal, or I guess it's a 2020 goal, find a way into CES.
So we can free. Review sex toys live in person.
Yes. Linus, we're staring at you. You're on deck. Okay. Gadoosh. That's the
Gadoosh.
Goal. All right. So what do you want to do a quick drive-by?
Quick drive-by, just like because I think there was a lot of cool things that kind of stole some of the headlines of CES this week. So I just wanted to just kind of run through the themes. We don't have
fire
to,
away.
Like, we don't have to dig too deep into any of these. But
yeah,
like
3 minutes.
there was a lot of like there was a few smart cars that concept cars that were announced and kind of demoed on stage. Sony came out with a smart car, which was
I did see that.
Out of nowhere, like who would expect Sony to
like
put
an
out
RKO?
This?
Yeah,
yeah. So they had the Sony Vision S, which you know it's their version of like their Tesla. It's all electric, smart, all that stuff. It's okay. Doesn't look bad. Mercedes did one. It's the Mercedes AVTR, which is I read it was inspired by Avatar. So like that was the one that drives sideways and there's like no steering wheel and like you kind of just like reclining with a joystick, which is kind of nutty. And then Audi had one.
Seems very sexual.
Yeah.
His last 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah. One of the big ones was, I was kind of hoping Billy was here this week. I wanted to bring it up.
No, that makes one of us.
So Neon, this company called Neon,
Dodge?
The artificial human avatar. So like you have all these voice assistants.
If I hear Avatar one more time in this damn show, we're pulling the plug out of the wall.
Oh, the Samsung one?
Yeah, the one that's backed by Samsung. So they have, you know, like all that crap with like the deep fakes where they take your face and they can do all sorts of like expressions with them.
Yeah, they make you a member of the KKK.
So
yeah.
They pair that up with the whole like voice assistant AI and they put it all together. So now when you ask a question, there's a face and a body and all that stuff to your assistant, and they can generate true emotions and stuff based on what you're asking them. So if you're asking something funny, they can smile. If you're doing stuff, they can move their hands and gesture and all that.
So we can see Siri get pissed.
Yeah, that's the crazy part. But it's kind of the
Bafangu.
But even crazier is like, you can customize what these people look like. So, you know, I the immediate thing that came to mind was just a bunch of pervs like Billy.
It's getting weird.
And you can like put a face to Siri and you can make her hot with like big boobs and short skirts and he could just like talk. It's wasn't it that movie? There's this like that
Ex Machina.
No. Oh yeah. There's what? That one and then what's the Joaquin Phoenix one?
Oh, her.
Her, yeah. Yeah.
So you can put tits on your AirPods. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just felt that was like such a thing for Billy. Like, you know, sit at home.
What? Such a Why low is that opinion. For him? Such a low opinion.
He gets out. He's out there.
He gets trim.
He's out to the moon, and then he comes home to his assistant.
Smells like stink every night. What?
But it's pretty crazy. But overall, like,
it's very crazy.
The technology is cool, but it's really laggy. So the demos were really bad at CES. But I think they're onto this weird thing that I think there's enough interest that they're gonna keep going at it. Samsung debuted some 8K TVs. No bezel. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Cool, but there's no 8K content.
Yeah,
so it's not quite ready. And then there's there's a couple others that I picked out, but just one that I wanted to mention. Hydroloop. It takes your water, and it was like this whole thing of like recycling water in your house to make your thing more efficient and doing better for the environment. So it takes your water and filters it and push it back to your house so you can reuse that same water.
Okay.
But like, do you really want to do that?
It's Water World.
It's like your poop getting clean and then it could come back out of you.
They're not going to go into the waste septic tank or like that waistline.
I don't know,
what
man.
If you had your own? Like, if you have a septic.
They claim it's only going to be pushed back to toilet water, your garden, and all that stuff.
Right.
But I'm like, man.
Heard that before.
You know that crap is going to leak into like your drinking water and stuff and you're going to be drinking poop.
Noticeable seepage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
But yeah, so that was like one of the big things that people were like, making a big deal about. Like, Hydroloop is awesome, but I don't know.
Doesn't sound that awesome.
Yeah, take me out of the loop on that one. Yeah. Unsubscribe.
Yeah, so that's my drive-by.
Ice's drive-by.
Pew, pew, pew.
There's the name of the show. All right, good. I appreciate that because there was way too much taking place at CES. Like, I just tried to do a quick, like, drive by.
There's always too much, man.
But there was just too many stories. Like there were articles about the 20 best products that came out of CES, and there's still another day of it.
I know.
But they're already like best of lists that are out there. Like
the parties happened tonight and last night. Those are the good days.
All right. Well, then you let us know when we get this whole thing figured out. You tell us when we need to actually be there.
All right.
And alive.
We will.
Okay. All right. So all right. Can we put CES to bed for now?
Yes. Done.
We might do like an additional recap if something crazy comes out tomorrow. Perhaps.
Yeah.
All right. How much time we got left? Like 10 minutes?
Yeah.
All right.
Spot on.
You bet. That's what I do. The moderator.
You're so Asian.
Speaking of Asians, I kind of felt like it was a big week for Asian people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It just kind of happened to coalesce in this way. Jesus Christ. Man, are they filming the sequel to Crazy Rich Asians yet? I need to know. I gotta get some notes.
They are, right?
CRA.
It's a whole book series, CRA? I would think, right?
Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh. It's falling apart.
Terrible.
CRA.
Well, speaking of Crazy Rich Asians, our girl from Crazy Rich Asians, Awkwafina. I wanted to hate Awkwafina the second I heard her name was Awkwafina. But she was actually one of the better parts of the Ocean's 8 movie.
You saw that?
Yes. Look,
I'm sure watched Ghostbusters too.
I'm an Ocean's Mark. I'm like
an Ocean's Mark. Have Ocean's, you ever heard that?
Not one. I love all of the previous Ocean's
12
Ocean's
is my Mark. Favorite damn movie, and I will fight anyone who says that it's bad. I will fight them to the death.
Is that the one with Catherine Zeta-Jones?
Yes.
What was the girl's one called?
That's Ocean's the one. Eight. That's the one he's talking eight. About. Yeah. Eight. That's all. I'm like.
It went from 12 to 13, right? They had a 13.
Correct, yeah.
And then went down to 8.
Hoo-ah! Let me just say, I have plenty of issues with 8. I could do an entire podcast about Ocean's 8 and how they've just completely ruined the chronology and the story established in 11.
Is it in 13. The, do they we even acknowledge? Do,
the, it's in the same universe.
Oh my
Might
God.
Might as well just do a show on how all those Asian, the women version of all these sequels just sucks.
I mean... If you really want to turn this whole ship of the podcast in that direction, I mean, I don't think our subscribership is going to go up from here.
I mean, we already mentioned it with Ghostbusters, so might as
well. Yeah, that's not my
Just
thing.
Make it a whole episode.
No one's fighting for that Ghostbusters. Be that as it may, Awkwafina is now a Golden Globe winner.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. Did you guys watch the movie that she was nominated for and won in? No?
No.
Did you?
The Farewell?
The Farewell, yes. Yeah. What'd you think of it? Just real quick.
I fell asleep.
Perfect. Shocker of all shockers. Perfect.
It was too slow, man.
It's slow, but...
And there were subtitles.
But what you've seen from her is that she's been like a comedic actress to this point, so...
It wasn't funny.
It's cool. It's going against type, but... It kind of plays to like your Asian sensibilities, like the like an Asian sense of humor, like the stuff that your parents beat you up about over the years, like the expectations your parents have about you, and then like your reverence for like your grandparents and your mother and your father and all that stuff, like all that shit, and it's done from a very specific point of view, and I actually dug the movie. Like, if you stayed awake, I feel like you would actually dig it and understand it as well. You would probably dig it as well. But
okay.
You only have it. If he has 1 hour a week, you have half an hour a week to yourself. But I mean, did you saw that you won?
Yeah.
What did it have any immediate impact or?
No,
like,
I'm happy.
Did you have a reaction?
No, I'm. I think one just to get. I'm really digging this whole like movement of seeing more representation from the Asian community.
And I was butt-sized for Shang-Chi, but now like there's more stuff going on.
I love it. I mean, like I think, you know, Asian people has always been given that stereotype of just like dorks or nerds or can't drive, all that, you know, all that stuff, and just to see what Asians like really in. On the same level as like all the, you know, like on the same level as everyone else, you know, like we can
well,
still
to have a lead, to have an Asian,
I mean,
a person.
It was an Asian movie.
Yeah,
so, it was Asian as hell. Holy shit!
So it's hard to say it's an Asian lead when the whole movie was like Asian.
But it's actually starring an Asian lead, and it was directed by an Asian female director.
Yeah.
Lulu Wang was the director.
Lulu Wang.
Which is fun, like the quick sidebar on her. She actually went to a screening of her own movie in Manhattan in New York City, and nobody's in the theater. And
I think I saw that.
Yeah, so she gets down in front of the audience, which is one person. She's like, hi, I made this movie, so if you want to stick around after the film, I will have a Q&A. And she had a Q&A with one person. It was the funniest damn thing I'd read in a long-ass time. But it's like Asian through and through. And not to spoil anything about the movie, there's a tragic arc to the movie. And it has it takes you through highs and lows, like, and again the whole Asian theme or basis for the story, it's very culturally ground, and I think for us we can relate to it, but you know, even for outsiders, I think it resonates still, which is why I think she came out the winner in the category. I'm trying to find who actually was nominated against her, but it's crazy to see like this.
Why are you looking that up? I mean, on the real, like I said, I think it's. I'm really proud to see that Asians are getting recognized a bit, and I think it's good, because like before, you know, like every time you hear about Asian people in a movie, they always have to be like a Jackie Chan, some like martial artist, or some nerd, or you know, the Ding Dang Dongs of Duck Dang,
Long Duck Dong,
Long Duck.
We're so far from Long Duck Dong. Oh my god! Didn't we talk about this a year ago?
That was so bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just to see where we are now, and we're making strides, and you know, people are taking Asian people seriously, and they're getting lead roles, and so
we're
gonna
have a Marvel movie in like a year's time,
dude. This is awesome, man. It's a good time to, especially for us, doing what we're doing and trying just to scratch the surface in this podcast world.
We gotta talk about Asian shit on this show. I'm sorry,
seriously,
like, we're trying to cater to a larger audience, but god damn it, we gotta talk about Asian shit.
So I'm all in favor of just seeing Asian people doing creative shit and you know, making a statement and putting their shit out there, you know, it's good.
So I found the other nominees in her category. She won the best actress in a musical or a comedy. She beat out some heavyweights, Ana de Armas, who is in the Knives Out movie, which I still want to watch.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
But that looks like a hoot. Cate Blanchett, who anytime she shows up, she shows up in a movie, she gets nominated and she wins usually, but she didn't this time. Beanie Feldstein, I don't know, you guys watch Booksmart?
What?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Which one is she?
She was the fat one. But
Jonah Hill's sister?
Jonah Hill's sister. The one the internet lost their minds about when they found out that she was Jonah Hill's sister. And Emma Thompson? That's another heavyweight.
She's white, right?
British. Yes, white and British.
She's Anglo and Saxon.
Yes, quite so. that's a pretty big deal to beat out those nominees in that category this year.
Did any other person of color win any other awards?
Renee Zellweger isn't a person of color. shit.
No, right? No.
She's the first Asian American female to have won
any type of award.
I guess the best actress award or any type of best actress award.
That's huge. Globes.
Yeah, congrats to her.
There was one other guy, Bong Joon-ho. Was the director of
Parasite,
correct. Yeah. Which I didn't realize. He got nominated for the foreign language film, and also he was nominated for, I guess, Best Director? And nice. he took home the foreign language film. He didn't win the Best Director, but he was nominated in the Best Director category.
Some people are claiming that's like one of the best films of the year.
It might be.
And I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it's really, really good.
Wasn't that released in 2003?
Last year, right? No,
I have no idea. I would imagine it's this past.
It's a Korean movie, right?
Yeah.
It was a release in 2003.
Is it a remake? So the one that came out last
year?
Because I know it was in the theaters last year.
Really?
So I don't know if it was like an older movie that just came out.
I think it may have been that one. Okay. There is another one that is of the same name that was like released in 2003. I think. Clint Eastwood, he mentioned it in an interview. Was like, "What is your top 10 movies?" And he mentioned that one was one of them. Yeah, he was
Eastwood
like,
said that.
Yeah, Eastwood said that. So
that racist son of a bitch. Yeah. Look, I love Clint Eastwood. He just said Zipperhead one too many times in that one movie that just made me kind of like pause. It's totally fine. I'm sure it was part of
Gran Torino.
Yes, exactly.
You didn't like that movie?
No, I dug it. It's just like it was just
a good movie.
He was just way too cavalier with his expletives and his racial slurs. It's totally fine. It's totally fine. I'm into that.
Well, that just makes you feel. If it makes you uncomfortable, then it was worth it.
Nailed it.
Yeah,
perfect. So that movie is actually being developed into a series on HBO.
Gran Torino?
No, Parasite.
Oh, I was about to say. How much more racist?
How many more against the Hmong can he be? How many more zipper heads can he get their heads blown off?
I mean, he's like this, pew, pew, pew.
He's got a lighter in his hand. He doesn't have a gun. What the hell? So there's that. Full disclosure, totally got a creeper when Awkwafina won. Got to make that clear.
Of course.
It's been a while since AJ has cried, and it wasn't full-blown tears, but I definitely got a creeper because, look, she seems like somebody in our age group, right? And she told a story that I could relate to, and not to mention she's someone in our age bracket who accomplished this shit. So if anything, it's kind of inspiring just to see somebody like within our peer group.
Shoot, I was even happy to see that other chick in the Hustlers movie. The one from
Constance,
the other chick from Crazy Rich Asians. Yes, the other Crazy Rich Asians actress. She was good in that role.
She was like I'm assuming J Lo is like the lead actress, so she was like the supporting.
Get out of town.
So, but yeah, she held her own. I thought she did really well in that movie.
Who else held their own this week was Tetsuya Naito. sorry, we should end the show here right now. But the Awkwafina thing was a big deal for me, and another big thing for me was watching Japanese pro wrestling at 3 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday night, or Sunday morning, I guess, 3 a.m. on a Sunday.
The Asians are taking over, man.
My God,
$1 billion more where that came from.
Yeah, you watched Lethal Weapon 4 this week?
I don't know.
I think it might be on tonight. Nobody cares about Japanese pro wrestling.
Nope,
not at all. But we care about Awkwafina. We care about. I watched another film with an Asian lead. We can probably wrap it up real quick. Another film that made me cry, or at least tear up.
What's that?
Was Abominable.
What the hell is that?
It's a DreamWorks animated film.
You have kids, man.
I think my kids saw it. I didn't see it.
Sounds like Ice and his kids got firsthand knowledge about it.
Yeah, they saw it.
Did you actually sit down and watch it?
You know, I wanted to because Chloe Bennett
is the lead character's voice.
Such a hottie. So I wanted to.
She's a cartoon, man. Calm down.
So I wanted to watch it to support her, and then after I got into it, like. I mean, I'm a little biased. I'm not a big fan of DreamWorks movies.
They're by and large not great. Yeah. but this one had like a pretty unique story. Like again, Asian base. Like, this is a big goddamn year for Asians, because Mulan's still in the offing. And then I saw, like, the trailer for Mulan, and I was like, oh, shit, there goes the waterworks again. Like, they're hitting the notes for all these things. And Abominable is kind of playing to the some of those
things. I have to ask you, what was the whole deal with the violin? Like, that was, like, such a, like,
that made
a recurring theme throughout the whole movie. So.
It had a connection to the character's father. So that's why there was sentimentality with it. And, of course, with any animated film, the parents have to die. So
spoiler.
That was the hook. Yeah, I kind of caught that as the holidays were kind of winding down. But, yeah, it's just kind of a really big, weird, transcendent time for Asians in media. So I'm...
It's happening, man. It's happening.
I think it's time. This is our year.
2020? This is our decade. How about that?
If Awkwafina can break through, the Bat Slam podcast can break through as well. Agreed?
Yeah. Is Simu Liu getting his movie this year too?
I think it's next.
Next year.
February?
Ah,
I could be wrong.
Would have been a great year.
But I mean, they're developing it now, so I mean, it's not too far off. It's not
for what? What are we talking about?
Shang-Chi.
Oh, Shang-Chi.
God damn it! You follow along?
No.
God damn it!
CRA 2 is coming. Is in development. I just want to let you know.
And
do you know the name of it?
CRA 2.
No. Doesn't it have like a different title?
I don't know.
What a bag of shit. We'll find out eventually.
Well, and Ronnie Chang on Netflix has a stand-up special.
That was hilarious.
It's actually really funny.
You guys both watched it?
Yeah, I watched it.
It tomorrow.
It's actually really funny.
It's really funny. That's where I was laughing so hard, I cried.
Who are you?
There was one bit toward the end. I don't want to spoil it for John, but I was literally crying. My wife was like, why are you laughing? I was just like, I can so relate to it. It's hilarious.
You know which one had me cracking up like unexpectedly was the part about the god of money and like,
oh yeah we pray to a god of money like what is he
Vietnamese?
Hey, Fat Choi. He's like, you get rich this year. It's like, it's not happy new year, it's like, hope you get rich this year, man.
That just caught me off guard. And I was just started laughing, cracking.
Even through your poor delivery, I thought that was funny.
It was hilarious.
Spoiler alert. Not spoiler alert. Update. The Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings comes out February 12, 2021.
There are 10 rings?
No, it's the 10 rings. It's the organization. God damn it. I thought you would be the only other knowledgeable one when it comes to this.
With Shang-Chi? I don't even know about that, man.
The Mandarin.
Oh, he's the Mandarin.
The 10 rings.
The real Mandarin.
The real Mandarin. Not
that fake.
You know who's playing the Mandarin? Tony Leung.
Ben Kingsley?
No, Tony Leung. Damn it.
And on that note.
End the show. God, ruined.
Jeez.
I thought I had a compatriot. I thought I knew someone who watched movies, but I guess not. Sorry. It's okay. Maybe next
year. That has to be like the worst movie in the Marvel MCU, right?
Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
It's up
Iron
there,
Man
right?
2 is awful.
Yeah, Iron Man 2 is pretty bad too.
Yeah.
It's really bad. If you watch it again, it's not good. And that's on Disney Plus.
What do you think is worse? 3 or 2?
2.
Really? 2 is worse?
Well, no.
I felt 3 was horrible.
3 was bad.
No.
Two had the only redeeming quality of two was
the suitcase.
Yeah, the suitcase suit. That was it. That's
nothing
only,
else.
Nothing else was that good.
Justin Hammer sucked.
Yeah, he was, you know, it's Sam
Val
Rockwell.
Kilmer or whatever the hell that guy was. He sucked as Whiplash.
The wrestler.
Yeah, he was better as the wrestler than he was as Whiplash. Yeah. Let's make that clear now. Yeah. God, this is so obscure. This is a tangent if we've ever had one. All right. I promised I was going to come up with a tagline for 2020. I still don't have it. So we'll see you guys next week.
Go Asians.
Bye.